Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, April 25th. Gray County's chipping in some dollars to help the city of Owen Sound buy land for affordable housing. The county's covering about $45,000 in the city's purchase of lands on 8th Avenue East near St. Dominique Savio School. It's in the area of an existing affordable housing development. The plan for the lots is to have the Owen Sound Municipal Nonprofit Housing Corporation develop them into 10 to 12 single-bedroom affordable units. Brockton's doing a housing needs assessment to see what kind of development would be most useful to the community. Sonia Watson is Brockton's CAO.
So the Brockton Housing Needs Assessment, it will look at our demographics and our future projections for growth. It'll look at our existing housing stock, examine gaps.
Meanwhile, the municipality was also successful in obtaining Housing Accelerator Fund grant money of up to $3.4 million from the federal government. Kincardine Council's considering their options for a vehicle that would be used to expand Saugeen mobility and regional transit. Council previously supported the proposal from SMART to enhance services, and staff have been working since then on a draft agreement. Essentially, the municipality is looking at acquiring a vehicle, and SMART would hire drivers to provide its service with it. Andrea Clark is Kincardine's deputy mayor.
There are two aspects, I guess, that I look at. One is what makes financially, how does it look? And then the other is with accessibility, there probably is more that goes into it than just finances if we're working towards making the municipality as accessible as possible.
Gray County has a new Deputy Chief Administrative Officer. Niall Lobley is departing his job as CAO of Georgian Bluffs to join the county. Georgian Bluffs Mayor Sue Carlton says Lobley helped shape a clear direction for the township's future. More information on Georgian Bluffs' plans to fill their soon-to-be vacant CAO position is expected in the coming weeks. Two people have been found guilty of first-degree murder in the 2022 death of an OPP officer. Randall McKenzie and Brandy Stewart Sperry were sentenced yesterday to life in prison for shooting and killing Constable Greg Pierschala, who responded to the pair crashing a stolen car into a ditch outside Hagersville in December 2022. And one major grocer says more of us are sticking to buying Canadian. The CEO of Metro says their sales show a jump in shoppers buying Canadian-made foods, a trend ramping up in recent weeks. The push for Canadian-made products began earlier this year after U.S. President Donald Trump started a trade tussle with Canada. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a lower open this morning. Futures off slightly in pre-market trading. On the heels of another winning session yesterday, the Dow rallied 486 points, closing at 40,093. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ surged higher as well, more than 2.5%. Third straight day of gains for major averages. The TSX was up 254 points to 24,727. Bitcoin a half percentage point higher this morning, hovering at just over 94,000 US. The price of oil down more than 1% to under 62 per barrel, while gold's off slightly as well to just over 3,300 an ounce. The Canadian dollar's at 72.03 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead with the morning sports presented by RE/MAX. The Maple Leafs beat the Senators in overtime to take a 3-0 series lead. Simone Benoit scored the winner. He had one goal in the regular season, so he was a surprise hero. Leafs will go for the sweep tomorrow. St. Louis crushed Winnipeg 7-2. That's the most goals the Jets allowed in a game this season. Winnipeg still leads 2-1. Florida shut out Tampa to take the first two of that series on the road, and Minnesota's win over Vegas gives them a 2-1 lead. Tonight, both Montreal and Edmonton will try to win on home ice. OHL Conference Finals start tonight. Barrie hosts Oshawa and Kitchener's in London. NBA playoffs. Oklahoma City took a 3-0 series lead on Memphis. The Clippers and Knicks won. They're both up 2-1. NFL Draft. Tennessee took Miami quarterback Cam Ward first overall. Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter went number 2 to Jacksonville, who traded up to get him. Shedeur Sanders, Deion's son, did not get drafted in round 1. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Junior B North Stars are set to open their season tonight with a road game against Six Nations. And the Hanover Barons host the Napanee Raiders in Game 4 of the PGHL Schmalz Cup semifinals. That's underway at 8 this evening at the P&H Center. Napanee leads the series 2-1. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weekend weather is coming up next. Mostly cloudy with a chance of some showers today, possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 15. Tonight, rain, possibly thundershowers, and a low of 5. And for the weekend, cloudy with a chance of some showers tomorrow and steady near 4. Sunshine and a high of 16 on Sunday.